Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Here's something good today. Brian Thompson spent 5 years growing out his beard, which seems odd until you find out why he's doing it. He has a son, and he wants to instill in him the love of doing things to help others, and he knew he wanted to take his 23 inches off his facial hair and use it as a fundraiser. Yeah, that's a lot.
Oof.
fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Richmond, so see how much money
he's
raised.
He could give Crowder a run for his money.
That's true. Right. No kidding. All right, we have the National Weather Service has released their list of the top 10 snowiest cities in the United States.
Oh.
Three of them are in Michigan. Sault Ste. Marie, which is number two, and if you don't know Michigan, that's basically almost Canada. Mm. All right. Muskegon, number three. And Grand Rapids is number 10. This is interesting. Strangely enough, Flagstaff, Arizona is number 7.
Wow. That's a surprise.
I didn't know that much snow in Flagstaff. But now, if you live in a place that gets snow in the winter, what's your favorite snowy memory or your worst snowy memory? Love to hear both. 888-888-9976. Misty?
Love
playing in the snow. What have you got, Misty?
When I was 6 years old, it snowed. I grew up in Houston, Texas. We didn't get a lot of snow in Houston, Texas, and I wanted to build a snowman. And we didn't have a lot of snow, but my grandma scraped enough together to make like this little 8-inch snowman. And I didn't want it to melt. I was so sad. And so she put it in the freezer. We kept it there for like 3 weeks so I could open the freezer and see my little snowman.
That's, you know, I gotta tell you,
I love that.
The reaction to Houstonians, because I lived there for 7 years, when it finally snows, it's very, it was, I'll just say this, from somebody that's lived all over, including Michigan, I found it hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm inside a CVS filling a prescription, and I hear, it's snowing, it's snowing. And the employees of in the store were like jumping up and down, and one of them had just come in from the parking lot. They were like announcing to the whole store that it was snowing. Literally, everyone's jumping up and down, and they all ran out. The employees ran outside. Never mind, you have to man the store. And I mean, literally, it was a dusting of snow. That's it. And they are losing it. I mean, it's the funniest thing in the world. And you're right, Misty. They shut the whole city down.
Yep. Yep. We don't know what to do with ourselves when it snows in Houston.
Don't know how to drive. Don't know how to do anything.
Nope.
So funny.
It's a big miss.
Now, if it happens to snow in Tucson, where the Family Life Radio headquarters are, the exact same thing will happen.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Spread throughout the building, and the building will empty out. No matter that the snow melts before it hits the concrete. It is snowing.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends, your favorite or least favorite snowy memory. We found out that out of the top 10 snowy cities, three of them are in our listening area. Sault Ste. Marie up in Michigan. Grand Rapids, also on the list. Flagstaff, Arizona's number 7.
So surprising.
That's crazy.
I know. You'd think Arizona is not, but yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of snow. Huh. And I used to live in Holland, Michigan, and the lake effect snow is most impressive. One time I'm shoveling, I can't even see the house. It's snowing so hard.
Oh, wow.
I storm inside the door and I'm like, we're moving. And we didn't move, but anyhow. Family Life Radio, you were calling?
This is Danielle, and I'm from Roswell, but I was raised in Salem, Mexico. We had so much snow one year. The night before the blizzard, my dad had to tie a long, long rope from the corral all the way to the house so that he could be able to check on the animals in the morning. And sure enough, in the morning when he opened the door, all you saw was snow, like all the way up to the, you couldn't even see the sky. It was crazy snow.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah, but obviously for us, it was a fun day because it was a snow day. My mom let us climb on top of the house, and we slid off the house and into the snow. It was hilarious.
That's how much snow there was.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, I have heard of old-timey stuff like that. We tied a rope from the house to the barn so we could figure out where the barn was.
That's very little house on the prairie.
It totally.
Yes. Yeah.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you. Thanks for listening. And you know what? You can give to keep the station on the air. Vivian is with us from Roswell, and you did that. Tell us what's going on. How come?
I just kind of stumbled on Family Life Radio, and that's been 15 years. I've always supported with prayer, but I've never financially been able to do it. This year, God laid it on my heart and said, just do it. So I just did it.
You just did it? Well, why today? Why this morning?
Just all the stories of everybody that has been helped by listening and the joy that I feel when I hear the music.
Well, that's good enough. You know what was really awesome is when you hear a story of a life changed. Well, you're a part of that because you helped out. Well, Family Life Radio is listener supported, and we have some exciting news right now. Some generous friends of Family Life Radio want to match your gift dollar for dollar right now.
That literally means your $30 a month just became $60 a month. Or maybe you want to give a one-time gift of $360. Well, that becomes $720. Doing the math this morning, your best gift, a leadership gift as well, $1,000. Well, that becomes $2,000.
I like it. These remaining days of the year are critical for Family Life Radio because a large percentage of our annual budget is given this month in December. So time's running out. We'd love to have you give now and have your gift matched and doubled before the end of the year. 888-9976 or myflr.org.
And as a little incentive, if you can do at least that $365 or that $30 a month, we're going to send you the 2024 Year of Prayer and Purpose calendar. And it's pretty odd. The pictures in this thing are gorgeous.
They really
beautiful.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to myflr.org. And just a heads up, we're a little behind where we normally are at this time of year. So if you've been thinking about doing this or you've kind of been on the fence, man, can you at least pray about it and then call right now? We at least want to make sure that your gift is doubled before this opportunity goes away. Again, that's 888-9976 or myflr.org. And thank you.
Maybe you're a little like me. When you look out on the world, especially at this time of year, it's easy to feel alone. Maybe even feel a little bit of despair. Once when my son was very young, focused on the task at hand, busyness of Christmas, I looked around at the store that we were at and couldn't find him. They shut the store down, brought in the police. Oh my goodness.
They brought in the police?
Whoa.
Oh yeah, I thought the worst. This little guy, when he hid, he did it well. Well, we did find him. Thanks to the people that God sent who cared enough to search for a little boy who was very thoroughly hiding himself underneath all the clothes there. And when I remember that feeling, this time especially with Christmas approaching and the holidays, I think of that moment that, well, Mary realized that Jesus wasn't with her. After they visited the temple, she looked around and said, "Where is he?" And we read in Luke that his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated me this way? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Wow, I so relate to that feeling. Other people helped her find Jesus at the time that she desperately needed to find him. And I relate to that feeling of relief and absolute terror. Like, don't you ever do this to your mommy again. Well, as we face the trials and triumphs in our life, I hope you'll join with me in recognizing and remembering how God provided for Mary, supplying other people to uphold her through her trials. Elizabeth was there and welcomed her in her time of need. Joseph said, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you," and married Mary. And in the end, Jesus looked at John and said, "This is now your mother." And John cared for Mary at her greatest time of need. The word to me this Christmas is that no matter where we are or what we're in the middle of, Jesus is there to provide for the pain, the heartache, the heartbreak. Mary trusted and continued to walk forward in and through her pain. There are most likely people in your life who are waiting to wrap their arms around you if this is a time of loneliness. Ask the Lord to show you, as He's shown me and Mary as well. And I just want to say Merry Christmas for whatever you're going through.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. This is really just a public service announcement. Oh. That's why we're doing this. And it's in song form, and we make sure that we play this every year. This is all for the children. Well, no, I'm really back up. This is really for the parents. All right. So here we go. Make sure you listen to the song. Listen to the words very carefully.
Boys, before we go to Grandma's, your father has something he wants to say.
Mommy does this every year.
I know, but let's listen anyway.
I already know what he's gonna say.
You will behave like gentlemen when we go to Grandma's. Be on your best behavior, or I'll tell Santa Claus. Your grandma's house is not that far. You will eat her fruit cake, and please leave her dentures in the jar. For goodness sake, you will leave grandmother's dentures in her jar.
He did that last year, I didn't.
Nuh-uh, it was you.
Boys, just listen, your father's not done.
Once upon arrival, you will act like gentlemen. Grandma will pinch your little cheeks time and time again. She'll have you stand and model the new sweater she has made. You will stand and not act so afraid. It's something she made. You will wear the sweater till it starts to fade.
Better than bunny PJs.
Can we go now?
No, I think your father has one more thing. Yeah. Yeah, he's got one more thing he wants to say.
When it comes to dinner time, let's make this very clear. You will not flick the giblets on the wall, they will adhere. You will not feed them to the dog or hide them in the couch. And don't put them in Grandma's eggnog, she'll freak out. You will not put giblets in Grandma's eggnog.
I wonder what that would be like.
Giblets in eggnog?
Yeah, what do you think?
No.
I guess if hot Dr. Pepper works.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful Christmas so far with this music. It's good stuff. So we're talking about Love Your Neighbor Christmas edition. If you remember Love Your Neighbor, that happens typically in February. It's somebody that's like an unsung hero or somebody that, really does good for others. And maybe we can help them out with a need that they have for this Christmas. Tell us about that situation. Here's our number, 888-888-9976. Amy is with us. Tell us who this person is.
So my neighbor, he was actually my husband, and we divorced. I separated from him about 5 years ago and fell away from the Lord and fell into addiction. During that time, he has just been an amazing father to our two boys and has always been there for me just because I was going through rehab and getting help. And he's just sacrificed so much, and he loves our family so much. And I think that the Lord is going to restore our marriage.
Oh, exciting.
I know.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that and a little nervous. But it's turning into a beautiful thing, but I feel bad because it's been a huge financial stress for him. And I don't think he's going to be able to do much for the kids this Christmas. And I just started working. And his name is Ryan. and I would like to nominate him.
Aww. What would you like to do for Ryan?
Even just food for the house. Like, we had financial assistance for food, but that was cut off when I went back to work, and we're just even struggling to put food on the table right now. Christmas gifts for the kids, you know, he can't really afford to buy. Like, we're just really strapped financially.
Tell us about your recovering journey now. How long have you been sober?
Well, I went to rehab in April, and I struggled, had a couple short relapses. Now it's been since October 20th, but it was like just a couple short relapses. But I'm back in, you know, I'm doing AA, and I have a sponsor. Wow. And I've had long periods of sobriety, but I lost my son, Jacob, to fentanyl overdose.
Oh, honey.
Thanksgiving of 2020, and that's kind of where I relapsed after that.
Well, it sounds like God's working on you and working on this whole situation. So, you know, maybe somebody could call in with, you know, a gift card for Christmas to help out with the kids, maybe.
That'd be awesome. That would be great. Yeah. He would love that.
All right. Well, hold on here. Ox is going to get your information. Maybe you heard that story from Amy and it touched your heart, and maybe you can help out. Well, we'd love to get you in touch with her to help out her ex-husband. That sounds like they're now going to maybe get married again.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Wow. What a story.
Just restoration, yeah.
Yeah. Dealing with addiction, and now God's helping her overcome that. Mm-hmm. If that's touched your heart, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. And we'd love to hear your Love Your Neighbor Christmas Edition stories. There's somebody else that maybe we can help out. This is where you hear a story like that and you go, yeah, I think I can help out in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976.
It's time for that good news of the day.
Maybe thinking about what God is doing in your life, and then give us a call at 888-888-9976. Kobe is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My youngest son is in the Navy, and he is stationed overseas in Poland, and I have been trying to plan a trip to go see him for Christmas, and I just want to say, you know, God has made so many things fall into place for me financially, things out of the blue, a strange check in the mail, and other opportunities, and I just am so grateful to say I'm going to be to Europe and see him for a couple of weeks over Christmas.
Hey!
Oh,
I like how you described it. Strange checks in the mail. I like strange checks in the mail.
Yeah, like I got a check for almost $600 in the mail and from a company that I don't know out of California, and I deposited it and nothing ever got pulled back, and I don't really know where it came from, but
it was just
a blessing, and then other things are falling into place.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. And I support you folks. I've signed up for one of the drives this summer, and I just think every time I get in the car and at home, I work from home, I get to listen to such beautiful music, and it just helps keep me alive.
Wow.
Helps
keep you alive. That's a bold statement. What do you mean by that?
Big.
Well, my boys are grown and gone, and I'm alone, and, you know, there are days that you can feel pretty lonely, and it brings life into my day, maybe what I meant. It brings a message when you absolutely need it. You hear something, and it just puts life back in my day.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we got to hear your good news. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. This phone call happened in the Family Life Radio Love Your Neighbor edition. Amy called in to nominate her husband. This is what happened. Listen to this.
So my neighbor, he was actually my husband, and we divorced. I separated from him about 5 years ago and fell away from the Lord and fell into addiction. During that time, he has just been an amazing father to our two boys and has always been there for me, just because I was going through rehab and getting help, and he's just sacrificed so much, and he loves our family so much, and I think that the Lord is going to restore our marriage.
Oh, exciting!
I know!
Yeah, I'm really excited about that and a little nervous.
but it's turning into a beautiful thing. But I feel bad because it's been a huge financial stress for him, and I don't think he's going to be able to do much for the kids this Christmas. And I just started working, and his name is Ryan, and I would like to nominate him.
Aww. What would you like to do for Ryan?
Even just food for the house. Like, we had financial assistance for food, but that was cut off when I went back to work, and we're just even struggling to put food on the table right now. Christmas gifts for the kids, you know, he can't really afford to buy. Like, we're just really strapped financially.
So Patty heard Amy call in. She says, you know what? I'm going to give Amy a $100 gift card. And then Mitch called in, says, God's moved on my heart. I want to give her also a $100 gift card. Who else, Alex? We got another one that we haven't mentioned yet that also called in as well with a $100 gift card. And now we've got Christy on the phone with us here.
Well, I heard the story about Amy on the radio, and I too wanted to contribute. I can appreciate someone wanting to take care of their needs and their family's needs, and I'm all behind that. So I would like to also help out with a $100 gift card to either a Fry's or a Walmart so they can take care of their family.
Wow, Christy. I can't believe
That's
this.
Beautiful.
That is amazing. Wow. What's moved you to do this?
Well, obviously the Lord put it on my heart. Just hearing the needs out there of people and just a family that's been torn apart by drugs. We too know that in our family. And for reconciliation to be there, to be the two people helping one another with their children, that moves me. I've seen the opposite happen, unfortunately. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. Where are you calling from?
Phoenix.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Awesome. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Now, who else, Alex? Jim and Renee. So in all, $500 has come in. Is this amazing?
Wow.
It's incredible.
Love Your Neighbor Christmas Edition. If you know of someone in need, an unsung hero that you'd love to help out, by all means, give us a call. We'd love to tell their story. Yes. And help them out. So there's some things that you've said that have been maybe a little bit embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know, like you walk into a Subway restaurant and ask for a moot ball feet long.
Yes.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We have a list of some things here, and I can relate to some of these that have happened to me. Like, you know, you have certain words like in the tip of your tongue, but uh-huh. It just comes out right. You know, you hold the door open. This is hilarious. This is from somebody that actually happened. I held the door open for a woman. She said, thank you. I tried to say you're welcome or not a problem, and it came out you're a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stranger knocked on someone's bathroom stall. And it's like, I panicked, ended up shouting, come back with a warrant.
No. Oh.
I love this. A person at a restaurant was asking the server for extra mashed potatoes. She responded with, you know, they mash them up as much as possible. So is that you? Have you ever accidentally said something? It just comes out wrong. This one happens to me at the airport all the time. I don't know why I don't see it coming before I get there.
Enjoy your flight.
You take an Uber. Yeah, take something. Okay. And they're like, hey, have a great trip. Enjoy your flight. And I respond with, you too.
Yep. Or when they bring you the food at the table. Enjoy your dinner. You too.
I have done this.
Yes, it's the worst.
Wow.
You just turn 80 shades of red. I don't know.
It comes from a good spot. You want them to have a good dinner, too.
I'm really bad about forgetting everyday words. And then the way that I try to let somebody know what I'm talking about, they're like, what? When we were at a restaurant one time, I wanted hot water for my tea. I could not think of the word hot. And I was like, can I get some tea water?
but without the ice. And she was like, what? And finally she's like, are you asking for hot water? I was, yes. That's what I would like.
All right, we got to hear from you. What have you said? What have you done? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. If it's too embarrassing to talk to us, you can text us.
You can text us your mistakes, yes.
We can disguise your voice.
That's
too.
Right. 58326.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Alyssa is with us from Wisconsin. Tell us what's going on.
A year ago on Thanksgiving, I found out I was pregnant, and then the 30th of November, I had a miscarriage.
Oh, so sorry.
So this year, it was a little difficult because I thought I would have had a baby by now.
Yeah.
But with God's help, I managed to get through it, and without him, I don't know if I could have. I don't wish that on anybody.
No.
And God has blessed us this year. We found out Thursday we are expecting.
Oh!
Wonderful.
So we're just praying that God keeps the baby in, yeah, and I get to carry it full term.
Absolutely.
But a Christmas gift.
It is a Christmas gift.
My wife and I, we've been through the miscarriage thing, and that is no fun at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, I hope this is a little Christmas blessing for you.
It is.
Yeah.
And it gives me a peace to let go of the miscarriage and move on to the new year.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
It is. Well, and have you got any desires for a boy or girl?
I don't care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. She's like, I don't care as long as it's a boy or girl.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would like to have a boy, but my husband doesn't care, and I don't care as long as it's healthy and we get to hold it.
There you go. Whatever God gives you.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for sharing. And have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Hey, do you have any joy to report? Call us right now at 888-888-9976. On the first day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
So you remember that song? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this. Misty found out that there was like a true symbolism in that story, and it has to do with God.
Yes. The whole thing is a metaphor for different parts of the Bible. Like, I always thought it was just a very long song. But different days represent different things.
Yeah, the first day, a partridge in a pear tree symbolizes God's true love, and Jesus Christ is the partridge. Day two, two turtle doves, you know, were the Old and the New Testament. Like the fourth day, where the calling birds were the four Gospels.
I never would have known any of this.
Me either. The sixth day, the geese a-laying, stands for the six-day creation. Here's the ninth day. The ninth ladies, ladies are dancing. Nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, such as charity, peace, and kindness. I didn't had no clue.
This song is far more clever than I gave it credit for being.
Right. Although, I got to be honest with you, in the back of my mind, I'm like, someone came up with this just so that we would have a reason for all these goofy gifts. come on.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.